Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Do Women Want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire is a work of narrative nonfiction by Daniel Bergner that examines one of the most debated questions in sex research, how female desire actually works. Drawing on reporting from laboratories, clinical settings, and interviews with scientists and women, Bergner challenges familiar cultural assumptions about women as naturally more passive, monogamous, or intimacy-driven than men. The book is not a self-help guide or a clinical manual. It is a journalistic investigation into the science, psychology, and social framing of female sexuality. Its purpose is to show that desire is more complex, variable, and often less aligned with conventional ideas of romance and safety than many people assume. By combining research with accessible explanation, the book invites readers to rethink how sexual desire is studied, described, and understood in modern culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, questioning the myth that female desire is naturally quiet and monogamous. A central argument in the book is that long-standing cultural beliefs about women's sexuality are too narrow. Bergner pushes back against the idea that female desire is inherently weaker than male desire, or that it is primarily oriented toward emotional security and stable pair bonding. The book argues that this assumption has been reinforced by both social convention and older scientific models, creating a distorted picture of women as sexually restrained by nature. Instead, Bergner presents female desire as capable of novelty-seeking, variety, and intensity. This matters because the myth of female sexual calm has practical consequences. It shapes how women are interpreted in relationships, how research questions are framed, and how women may come to understand their own desires. Rather than treating monogamy as the natural endpoint of female sexuality, the book asks readers to see desire as something more fluid and less predictable. That shift is one of its most provocative contributions. Secondly, using sex research to show that arousal and desire do not always match expectations. The book draws heavily on sexology, physiology, and laboratory studies to demonstrate that arousal does not always follow the patterns people expect. Bergner highlights researchers who measure genital response and observe that women may react to a wide range of sexual stimuli, including material that does not fit simple theories of attraction or orientation. This evidence is used to challenge the assumption that desire is always a direct expression of conscious preference or emotional attachment. A key implication is that sexual response can be broader and more automatic than social narratives allow. Bergner does not present the science as a neat answer, but as a body of evidence that complicates the usual stories people tell about women and sex. The book's value lies in showing how empirical research can unsettle common beliefs without reducing sexuality to one formula. It also underscores the importance of distinguishing between arousal, desire, identity, and behavior, which are often treated as the same thing in popular discussion. Thirdly, the role of novelty, being wanted, and erotic self-interest. Another major theme is that female desire is often tied to novelty, attention, and the experience of being desired rather than to emotional closeness alone. Bergner gives serious attention to the idea that many women are motivated by factors such as admiration, power, and erotic recognition. This means desire is not simply about giving affection or receiving security. It can also involve self-regard and the pleasure of being the focus of another person's longing. The book treats this as a legitimate part of sexuality rather than a selfish distortion of it. In doing so, it expands the conversation beyond familiar relationship scripts. Readers are asked to consider why long-term relationships sometimes lose erotic charge and why predictability can dampen desire even when love remains strong. The book does not claim that all women experience desire in the same way, but it does argue that the need for variety and the need to feel desired are important and often overlooked dimensions of female sexuality. That emphasis helps explain why conventional advice about romance frequently falls short. Fourthly, how cultural repression and scientific bias have shaped the study of female sexuality, Bergner situates the science inside a larger cultural history of repression. The book argues that women's sexuality has often been defined by male-centered assumptions, religious caution, and social discomfort with female pleasure. As a result, women's desire has frequently been treated as secondary, suspect, or easier to simplify than it really is. This historical context is important because the book is not only about what the science says, it is also about why the science took so long to see what was there. Bergner shows how research questions themselves can be shaped by cultural expectations, which means the absence of evidence is sometimes the result of not looking carefully enough. This section of the book gives readers a framework for understanding why female sexuality has been so commonly misread. It also explains why new findings can feel disruptive. They do not merely revise one theory. They challenge a broader social script that has long governed how women are expected to talk about desire, or to suppress it. Lastly, what the book suggests for relationships, communication, and sexual honesty. Although the book is research-driven, It also has clear implications for intimate relationships. One of its most practical messages is that desire cannot be assumed to follow automatically from love, trust, or commitment. Bergner's reporting suggests that many couples misunderstand this gap, especially when they treat women's sexual interest as something that should naturally emerge from safety and affection. The book encourages a more candid view. Desire may need novelty, self-expression, and active engagement to remain alive. This has value for readers because it shifts the focus from blame to understanding. Instead of asking why desire has disappeared in moral terms, the book encourages people to ask what conditions support it. That perspective can improve communication by making room for complexity rather than stereotype. It also distinguishes the book from simpler relationship advice books because it is rooted in evidence and uncertainty rather than formulas. Readers interested in sexual communication, long-term partnership, or the psychology of desire will find the book especially useful for reframing assumptions and asking more precise questions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in sex research, gender studies, psychology, relationships, and cultural criticism. It will be especially useful for anyone who wants to understand why common ideas about female desire often fail to match scientific findings or lived experience. Bergner's strength is that he presents a complex topic in clear, reportorial prose without flattening the uncertainty that still surrounds the science. The book stands out from many popular works on sexuality because it is not trying to offer a simple relationship formula or a moral argument. Instead, it examines the evidence, the history of bias, and the tension between laboratory findings and social expectations. Readers gain not only a broader view of female sexuality, but also a better sense of how scientific knowledge itself is shaped by cultural assumptions. Compared with more generalized books on sex and relationships, this one is distinctive for its focus on female desire as a serious subject of inquiry, rather than a side issue. It is intellectually valuable for readers who want nuance, and practically useful for anyone trying to understand desire beyond stereotypes. If you would like to support Daniel Bergner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.